Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. We'd like to thank the panelists for their presentations. Peru agrees with the report, our common agenda by the Secretary General, on the need to renovate the social contract in this post-pandemic world. Equal access to justice is a key pillar of this renewed social contract, and it is the cornerstone of democratic societies that are based on the rule of law and respect for human rights. The task of consolidating the rule of law necessarily involves giving effect to the human rights of citizens, in particular those people who have been historically excluded. I would like to highlight a few of Peru's efforts in this respect, such as the sustained strengthening of public service, which ensures the right to a legal defence and access to justice by providing technical and legal assistance free of charge, or support for people who do not have sufficient economic resources or who are in a vulnerable situation. Moreover, it foresees an intercultural approach which makes sure that the right to equality and non-discrimination is respected in all fora, as well as the right to an interpreter and the respect for the communal and ancestral practices of individuals and communities. Moreover, the government approved a plan for ensuring access to justice of people in a vulnerable situation, 2016-2021. And the idea is to remove obstacles that impede effective and prompt access to justice. It also is designed to help implement the 100 rules of Brasilia, which are basic human rights standards for ensuring inclusive and democratic justice, thus contributing to social harmony. Thank you.